In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, hello everybody and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Brandon and it's been a while since I've been on this. But I'm so excited to be back with you. And, you know, I've been going on a journey of intentionality lately. And I've realized that, and we kind of said this in our opening conversation, but I've realized that it's so easy to drift and to not be intentional with our time. And I realized that there was a lot of things that I considered very important to me that didn't reflect important when it came to my schedule. And so I started trying to re-strategize my time and make sure that I make time to just be with God. And it's been a really rewarding thing. And this is a tool that I can use and a tool that you can use to do that, especially leading up to Easter. I think such a special way for us to move together as a body of believers. So thanks for joining us. Today's word of the day is light. And the passage that we're going to read is John 8:12. So I'm going to start with that. And then we're going to have a moment of silence. And it says in John 8:12, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." I want you to just think for a minute, just to kind of quiet yourself for a minute and allow God to open up your heart to what he has for you today. God, would you speak to our hearts today? Would you remind us that we don't walk in darkness? A few years ago, my parents moved to a town up in the mountains near Reading. It's actually called Hay Fork. Those of you that don't know where Hay Fork is, it's up a very winding road. And driving to their house at night, it feels like this road that's leading to the middle of nowhere. And it's a road that's not traveled that much. And at night, it is especially desolate. And on our last trip, I had the family in the car, and it was a dark night. I think there was a lot of cloud cover too. So there wasn't much light in the way of stars or moon. And I, for some reason, wanted to feel what it would be like if I were to turn off the headlights. So I pulled over at the next turnout, and because turning off your lights while you're driving is not a good idea at night. But I pulled over to the next turnout, and I turned off my headlights. And it was terrifyingly dark. This winding road to my parents suddenly became a pitch black unknown. And it actually took our whole breath away as a family for a minute. It was just such a stark darkness. And sitting there in that darkness, I started to imagine what it would be like if I was walking that road or walking through that forest through that darkness without a warm car to protect me, or headlights to lead me. And it was really a scary, scary thought. And you know, we're no strangers to darkness. And the more we watch the news, the more we're on social media, the darker things seem to get. And I'll admit that there are times that when I look at the state of our world, it seems so hopeless. In Isaiah, he talks about the Israelites, and they kind of experience the same kind of hopelessness. In 9:2, he describes them as people who walked in darkness. And maybe you can relate to that a little bit. And if you remember from our Advent season, it was some 400 years or so between the Old and New Testament when God seemed to go silent. I mean, that's generations of people waiting to hear from God, waiting to see the Messiah, waiting for his plan of redemption. But the beautiful thing is, we are not people waiting and walking in darkness any longer. We are not people who live without hope. Isaiah 9:2 goes on to describe them as people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And let today be a reminder, man, when Jesus came, he brought light. That's why they call him the light of the world. And as followers of Jesus, we follow that light. He is our headlights on a dark, windy road. And when things seem super dark, we can remind ourselves that we're not wanderers alone in the dark, but we have someone guiding our path. Jesus coming to earth is about God looking down at humanity and saying, I want to do something about this darkness. He saw a broken world. He saw suffering. He saw people lost in the darkness of our own sin. And he decided that his kids, his children, his loved ones needed light. And so he sent that light in the form of his son. So as we meditate here, I'm going to ask for you to quiet yourself. And maybe if you're like me, those darkness moments or those things that seem hopeless, the things that are giving you anxiety or making your head spin, start coming to your brain as soon as you get quiet. And I'm going to ask for you not to try to push those away, but I'm going to ask for you to grab a hold of those things. What is the darkness that seems so overwhelming for you? What pain are you trying to endure? And I'm going to ask for you to bring that to him. Bring the darkness to him and ask him to shine his light. Take a minute and do that. Considering Lent and thinking through the lens of Easter, I always think about how hopeless it must have been when Jesus died. You know, this crazy journey that him and the disciples have been on for 3 years. Them just trying to figure out, who is this guy? And just as they start to really believe his promises, he dies. And I think about that hopelessness a lot. You know, they had this limited perspective, this limited view, and they couldn't really anticipate what was coming next. All they could do was huddle together and trust and pray and hope that somehow God was going to deliver on his promise. And so I want to do a hope check with you this morning, or whenever you're listening to this. Where is your hope? Maybe you're in a spot where you can't see what's coming. Maybe your perspective is limited right now and you don't see a way out. You don't see light breaking through. Is that where you are? Do a hope check in you. Because even if you can't see it, God's light is still here. We are still people living in his light. It may just be around the corner. It may be a little bit longer, but we can trust in God's redemption plan. So take a minute and do a hope check. Where is your heart at with that? And maybe ask God to instill his hope into your heart. I want you to imagine Jesus being here in person on earth. When I read this again, John 8:12. Because he was a real person and he really spoke. Jesus spoke to them and he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." I'll add in parentheses, my own addition. We'll never walk in darkness, even sometimes if it might feel like we're walking in darkness. But they will have the light of life. As we go into today, we're going to practice something very simple. I'm just going to ask you to light a candle. Light a candle, or if you don't have a candle, maybe turn on a light or something like that, where it will remind you that you're not wandering alone in this darkness. Maybe continue with this thought: what are the dark areas of my life? And bring those dark areas today to the living Christ. May God be with you today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.